This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Well, I'm super excited.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
What we've been telling you for a long time is now made its way onto Fox News. And next segment, I'm going to tell you about it. Steve Pachinik joins us from Cleveland Calls. A New York doctor, Hannity's released the info, said he had 350 patients with the coronavirus and had a 100% success rate of curing them. With three things, and guess what we've been saying on air for a long time? Zero deaths, zero hospitalizations, zero innovations. Guess what's on the list? It starts with a Z, 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 Z. Unbelievable. Let's go back to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Jennifer in Alabama. Jennifer, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's a pleasure to speak to you. I've got two main points here. First, I want to just say it's a pleasure to talk to you. I love your show. I love your products. I'm currently taking the Real Red Pill. And along those lines, my first point, which is great, by the way, I think it's really helped balance my hormones. But what I wanted to say about zinc, my first point is that a natural food source of zinc is black sesame seed. So I thought that I'd throw that out for your audience. And the other thing I wanted to throw out, and this is a really radical idea that I'm not saying that I believe, but I felt like I would throw it out there because there's a doctor, Dr. Terry Tillart, T-I-L-L-A-A-R-T, has done a webinar on Facebook. It was posted to his page on the 22nd of March of this year. It says, there is no virus. There are no viruses. Five experts weigh in, one of them being John Rappaport.
Well, I like John, but I don't think he's... Does John say there's no such thing as viruses?
Well, I'm not saying that he says that, but he's one of the ones that was interviewed on this webinar. But there's a Dr. Stefan Lenka, who's a microbiologist, and he studied HIV and the measles, and he says that we've never been able to isolate a virus. I'm telling you, these are radical ideas. I'm not even saying I believe them myself.
No, but it's okay to look into everything. The media is like, oh, the president can't even say that chloroquine has been shown to help people when it's been known for, 100 years with the stuff that's in tonic for 200 years to do that. Hell, I guess 300 years from the Dutch or whatever. So we will definitely look at all that. Thank you, Jennifer. All right, let's take another call here. Jamming them in. Kenny in Ohio. Thanks for holding, Kenny.
Thanks for calling.
Go ahead, brother.
Hello. Hey, can you hear me?
I sure do, Kenny.
Okay, I live in Northeast Ohio, and right now our state is in a shutdown. Panic everywhere. Everybody I know is in a big panic.
Oh, yeah, your governor really has been at the tip of the spear, squeezing every bit of fear he can out of this.
Well, look who the health director is. She's an Obama supporter. She was on his campaign. She's a volunteer in 2008 for the Obama administration. It all ties in together. It's all by design. You are hitting the nail on the head right there.
Well, it isn't hard. I mean, they've scripted the whole damn thing.
Everything's by design. And one of my jobs, I have an essential job. I take care of a man in his house. My other job, I work part-time at a gun store. Panic. Stores.
Well, no, they should be in panic because in California they banned gun sales saying they're non-essential, but the pot shops and liquor stores are still open. So, I mean, you talk about, I guess in a way it is essential. Folks run out of their liquor, they're going to be going crazy. But France just banned the sale of liquor. That's not going to go well with the French, I can tell you.
My store, we had to close down. There's a couple of issues to that. One of my stores.
Well, is that because the NICS system isn't putting the background checks through?
NICS cut me out of the computer filing system for 2 hours. Then they hung up the phone and said we couldn't even get to you. on Saturday morning, it was so packed.
No, I understand. Friday, essentially, gun sales have come to a halt in this country. Great point. Sorry, I got to jump, Kenny. Thanks for calling. You're awesome. All right. We've got Dr. Steve Pachenik straight ahead. He's a medical doctor. He'll give us his take on this. We'll be right back.
Globalist and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent pro-America truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Band.video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical, because the world is waking up and needs this information now more than ever. From myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before, and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads, America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
You can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. So you see the PSYOP in China. You see the fear. It's a real virus. It does kill some people, obviously. It's not a hoax. But the hysteria is a hoax, exactly as the president said. And the way he came out, and the way he said that this is not who we are. America's not built to run like this. You don't just turn economies like this on and off. It's like a nuclear reactor. You do it wrong, it blows up, or it just stalls out. And he said, you want a lot of people to die. He said this about an hour ago. We've already played the clip twice. He goes, you shut our economy off a couple months. 7 million people died of malnutrition, according to major universities in the United States, in our 10-year Great Depression. 7 million people. Grapes of Wrath, you see that movie? That's a whitewash of what it was like, okay? And so, you're starving, you die of the flu, you die of a normal cold. Most of that is malnutrition in the third world. You hear about Africa and a plague kills a million people? It's because they are starving. And so, that's where we are now here. And so Dr. Steve Pachenik used to run psychological operations at the State Department. He ran major operations, major peace accords, major terrorist negotiations, hostage situations, regime change. He was the co-author with Tom Clancy and the character from which Jack Ryan partially was derived. He's also been a big film producer. He's also a psychiatrist. That's a medical doctor. And he's also done a lot of military operations and things. And he early on said, it's been here for months and months. He had it. A bunch of people had it. Now we know that. And we know as the testing goes out, we're going to find out a lot of people have it. It's just, you know, another pneumonia virus, and that the death number is going to go way, way down. It's the people that go to hospitals that are already super sick. And we know about Italy, oldest population in Europe. They live three generations in a house. The average age is 85. But your media doesn't tell you that with their 5,000 dead. Now they say we're the epicenter. And Trump's wrong to say we should get back to work in a couple of weeks. I don't think we ever should have done this. If you do anything, restrict international flights, which they told Trump not to do. I see the corporate media cheerleading Xi Jinping and praising it a month ago, and then when Trump does a pretty good job, they're attacking him and trying to kill confidence. I see that as just nakedly trying to drive him from office by killing the economy. Careful what they wish for, because if they do kill the economy, and you're seeing it, they're getting the blame. Trump's numbers are going up. So again, like Russiagate, Ukrainegate, all this other crap, every weapon they form against us blows up in their face. But you talk about turning the chessboard over when you're losing, or going into a conniption fit when you're losing. This is all just absolutely psychotic behavior in my view. We have a psychiatrist here to I guess, talk about the mass psychology, the mob psychology, where it's going, how he thinks Trump can ride this tiger, and we'll continue with your phone calls as well. But Dr. Pechenik, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. As you and I know, Alex, I said months ago, I had it in January. I had the virus. There was no question it was a coronavirus. And more importantly, I said it on your show that I used erythromycin, an antibiotic that's very common, to cure my pneumonia after 7 days. Guess what happened? Fauci says, and Fauci trained me at Cornell, and I like Fauci. But Fauci, unfortunately, is a very strong Jesuit follower. In other words, he's more Catholic than the Pope. He's a great theoretician. He was a great epidemiologist. But in the real world, Tony has never left NIH after 40 years. And Tony will probably leave soon. I'm glad he helped out Trump. But I agree with Trump. And I've always agreed with the notion that he has the instincts to bring us back to our business. The business of America is business. It does not shut down for any epidemic. It does not shut down for the coronavirus.
It doesn't shut down if Martians attack, because that's our lifeblood. We can't shut it down.
I've been in the polio epidemic of New York. I saw kids having polio. I was involved in all kinds of epidemics. I took over the Ebola epidemics 8-9 years ago with General Dempsey and our great military. We sent him over to Sierra Leone, Liberia. They built an infrastructure, and they stopped the epidemic. Fauci was not involved in that. Obama was not involved in that. I took over the SNLs in 1980 in Maryland, and I saw what happened. Happens when they go under and the Federal Reserve does not come in to guarantee the viability of the bank. So Trump is correct. As if today we go to work. I want every business to go to work. That means small businesses, large business. But America is primarily made of small businesses. And what do I mean by small businesses? Anything from a couple of thousand, 100,000 to 500 million. I'm not worried about Boeing. I'm not worried about the Hilton Hotel. I'm worried about the veterinarian. I'm worried about the grocery store. I'm worried about the restaurants. I live in the South. These people are incredible. We all had some kind of infection in January. Remember I said to you on your show, CDC was 2 months too late. All of the numbers they used were too late, too little, and we already had it. We're immune to it. What Fauci and nobody's ever talked about is that there's passive immunity. Those of us who had pneumonia, those of us who are 77, I'm no spring chicken, I have immunity. That means I can go in and work. There are a lot of people who had some cold in December or January. There's no question in my mind that they were affected with a flu, and they have immunity. They go to work, and we have to continue our work. No war has done to America what is happening now. I couldn't believe it. I honestly could not believe what I was seeing. I'm going to different stores now just to give them cash flows to buy things. I think all of the Americans should just go into your various stores and pay just for something.
Well, I was about to say, Governor Newsom last week, looking like the psychotic he is, was licking his lips going, we don't need to call it martial law. They're all doing more than we told them. They're really socializing to this. And it was disgusting, and it was sick. And we got a few minutes to break. When we come back, everything you said about Z-Pak, for people that don't know, it's bacteria carrying the viruses around. You're absolutely right. And that's exactly what a medical doctor told Hannity. He's released it. And it's exactly what I talked about on air as well. Zinc sulfate, 220 milligrams once daily. That's a huge dose. 500 milligrams once daily of the Z-Pak. 200 milligrams of hydroxy. Chloroquine, which I guess that pushes the zinc into the cells. You're an expert on this as well. We'll get your take on that when we come back and play the clip. But why are they attacking Trump when he says, take zinc? I mean, that's a known antiviral that has incredible results.
Because, look, they failed in the impeachment. They failed on everything they've tried. Now they're riding this gimmick and blowing it out. It's not an accident. It's New York, de Blasio, Cuomo. You got Pelosi, all Italians, Americans, and that's the end of their sojourn. That's the end of their dominance in American politics. I think, and I'm saying it from my point of view, both the Jews and the Italians who ran the mobs in the 30s and became politicians, this is the end of their era. It's not an accident Schumer. It's not an accident Pelosi. It's not an accident that all of these people are coming out with the most ridiculous claims. But at the same time, it's not an accident that Steve Mnuchin, who was at Goldman Sachs, but he's a brilliant businessman who built a lot of companies in Hollywood, said correctly, we're going to infuse cash and Trump and I are going to recover this economy. And that's what we need. Forget the people in California. Forget New York. The powers are in the South, Southwest, Texas.
By the way, Trump said that in speeches. He said, look, New York and California are great and everything, but the Midwest and the South, he goes, America's strong. They get it. He talks about it like that's America now, and the other places are lost.
Well, they're basically arcane. This was the old intellectual establishment of the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants on the Northeast, and then you had the Californians who came in maybe 80, 90 years ago with Hollywood and whatever else they had in Pasadena. Those days are finished. Everybody's moving out of California to Montana. They're moving to other states where the low taxes. Most people in business world are moving out of New York into Florida, Tennessee, South Carolina.
Stay right there. Let's talk about it. Stay there. We'll be right back with Steve Pachetta.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations, and since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our guest, he is a medical doctor and a famous psych warfare expert for the Pentagon and the State Department.
New York City.
And he's here with us talking about the PSYOP they've tried to run on us. Now, again, I'm not saying you shouldn't be prepared, because if they're successful, we're going into a depression. And yes, if you're older or have autoimmune problems, you better be taking your zinc and other things. But I went around and just talked to medical doctors that I know, people in my family, did research, and I was like, oh, I knew that. Zinc goes into your cells, the mitochondria, and viruses basically cannot get the mitochondria to start producing other viruses. It also coats the cell. I'm not a doctor. I can read the mainline studies. Type in zinc antiviral. It's thousands of studies, prestigious ones. Take this. The Dutch 400 years ago had a concoction that they called a tonic that contained quinine. That's the thing that they use that is then in the drug chloroquine. That they're saying Trump shouldn't talk about, even though the EU said they had a 90%+ success rate with it. It's called a tonic. That used to be the name of a drink that makes you better. And the British got it from the Dutch and said, you want your gin that the army drank, you got to mix it with this. Their officers ordered them going back 200 years ago to drink this, and it stopped malaria and a bunch of other problems. This is history. By the way, I'll have the FDA calling me up. I'm not selling Canada Dry. I don't own stock in it. That's just one of the companies. Look at these headlines. We'll get Dr. Pacini's take on it, because they're attacking Trump for talking about this. Look at this. Overhead shot. Quinine and Empire. Scientific American. How that's, their empire was able to not be stopped because their troops were healthy. Everybody else was dying of malaria. Same thing with limes in the grog. What they call them, limeys. The imperial cocktail. No one is supposed to know this. They literally attack the president when he's just reading medical reports saying this. So this is what a doctor told Sean Hannity. The doctor's even scared to go on air in New York. A New York doctor shared with Hannity and his hydroxychloroquine Z-Pak results, 200 milligrams daily of hydroxychloroquine, 500 milligrams once a day of Z-Pak, 220 milligrams once daily of zinc sulfate. He had 350 patients, breathing restored 3-4 hours, zero deaths, zero hospitalizations, zero intubations, meaning not sticking a respirator like Darth Vader down your throat. By the way, I know this is true, not because Hannity said his doctor told him. I showed you last week on air all those studies saying 99%, 98%, when they put you on a breather and shoot zinc into your lungs, bye-bye. The problem is, if it's already ruined your lungs, you still might die. But if you get it beforehand, well, here's the medical doctor. Doc, am I right in what I'm saying? Is Sean Hannity right in what he's saying?
For centuries, I had to take it prophylactically when I went into Cambodia or any jungle or South Africa.
By the way, I apologize. They didn't have your mic up the first 5 seconds. Please start over.
Oh, what I'm saying is chloroquine is a anti-malaria product. It's well known. It kills whatever comes in. Trust me, malaria is far more lethal than some of these viruses. Because when you get malaria and you get cerebral malaria or hemorrhaging malaria, you don't make it. And the rest of your life, you're constantly in a problem if you don't have the kind of medicines or products that you might have. In my case, chloroquine was there, or Larium. I took it. Sometimes I didn't take it because I had a side effect. But the key element on all of this should be the fact that antibiotics works on this coronavirus. Every doctor should know that. Every physician and MD knows that the virus goes right into the bacteria and it's carried by them. And lo and behold, what happens? You treat it with an antibiotic and you're better in 7 days. Fauci didn't talk about that because, unfortunately, at NIH, what we have there are the purest of pure. In other words, they're more Catholic than the Pope. They want to talk about controlled experiments in another world. In the real world, unfortunately, Trump had to rely on some of these people, and I recommended Fauci initially. But the point is, at some point in time, all of these people have to go. The Surgeon General of the United States really is making comments we don't need. I don't need him in a uniform. I don't need Dr. Bixer there. I don't need Tony Fauci.
Well, let's quantify what you're saying. They keep contradicting Trump when he's going, hey, French studies show this malaria drug is helpful. Hey, these studies show ZPAC's helpful. You were saying that here on air 2 months ago. He's the president. He's allowed to tell people, hey, we've got some really promising treatments, especially when it's true.
Of course it's true, but I happen to know Tony Fauci, and I know Tony is more Catholic than the Pope. He trained me at Cornell Medical School. He was a very good clinician, but unfortunately, he doesn't know how to run a crisis. The Ebola crisis that was run by NIH was a disaster. So I
remember
got called.
The Pentagon took over at that time.
That's correct, and the Pentagon had requested me to come in, and I in turn asked some other people, and we sent 3,000 soldiers to Sierra Leone and Liberia. Tony wasn't involved with it. Tony never developed a vaccine to AIDS. I mean, that's nonsense. The AIDS was treated by people who had AIDS but were not killers. They were passive carriers, and that is the whole issue of the solution to this virus. Those of us who got the virus in any form or shape, and most of the Americans have had it, they go back to work. We have passive immunity, and if you don't think you have the immunity, you can take antibiotics.
I want to get into the hysteria and the PSYOP, and you're an expert on that, and how they've rolled it out. We come back in a longer segment, but since I mentioned it, here is Sean Hannity talking about what the doctor told him last night.
Mr. Vice President, I'm holding up a letter, and I'm going to read from it in a second, from a doctor in the New York area, and if I may read from it. He has now worked with his associates, and he has a regimen, hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams twice a day, 5 days. Azithromycin, 500 milligrams once a day, 5 days. Zinc sulfate, 220 milligrams once a day for 5 days. This is what he has seen. Him and his team have now treated approximately 350 patients in Kairos Joel's, an area of New York that was hit particularly hard, and another 150 patients in other New York areas. His results: we have had zero deaths, zero hospitalizations, zero intubations.
So let me ask Dr. Pachini as we go to break. I'm only taking 3 times recommended daily allowance. I'm told it's a preemptive. That is super effective. I'm told that the amount they're talking about, it could damage the kidneys long term, but I guess this is an emergency. What is your view on how much zinc a healthy person should be taking as a preventative?
I can't tell you that honestly because I really haven't used zinc. I use primarily antibiotics, but I will tell you this. One of the things Trump should bring in is Dr. Cassidy, the senator from Louisiana. He's smart. He understands passive resistance. He made a good speech. He's a Republican. And we need doctors who have been in practice, not in NIH, to be able to control this whole epidemic.
No, I agree. So stay right there. Let's talk about that because people are scared. They understand that it's a lot of it's hot, but some of it's real. So what do you do, though, if you're not sick yet? You're not going to get the Z-Pack till you're sick. What do you do to prevent? The word is, it's zinc. We'll be right back with Dr. Steve Pachinik.
We've all watched with disgust and anger
as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Discussions behind the scenes, so I'll ask Dr. Stephen Chinnick to repeat what he was just saying. Your phone calls are coming up next segment. I'll go a little bit the next hour, but Paul Watson's taking over. We saw the PSYOP, we saw the hype, we saw that it's all Trump's fault. We've seen them trying to drive down the economy. Democrats on TV saying we want this to hurt America. You talk about disconnect, tone deafness. His approval rating goes up. And so they don't realize, hey, we're acting like villains and back off. They intensify trying to hurt the economy, which is even more frightening that they're this disconnected from reality. And you were saying during the break, they don't know what an effing depression really looks like. Careful what they ask for. If they're successful, they're the ones that are going to get this iron around their necks. You were saying during the break.
Well, what I'm saying is the arrogance and ignorance of Nancy Pelosi, the Schumers, the left wing is so transparent and obvious. And we talked about it. We talked about it months ago. We talked about their desperation. Now they're going into self-destruction. While they're in self-destruction, they want to take as many pieces or parts of the country as they can to justify their own sense of the self-destruction because there's nothing else they can do. They're not repairing anything. It's not their point of view that's coming out to say, you know, we got to repair the economy. Schumer doesn't even understand how to do that. It's Mnuchin who has to come in. It's the Republicans who have to explain, look, we are business people. Our basic philosophy is the entrepreneurship of America. That's not your basic philosophy of the liberals or any part of the left wing of America. It is the essence of American religion and entity that we are business people. You can never, never eliminate a business, not in the polio epidemic, not in the World War II, not in the Vietnam War where we lost it, not in any epidemic that I was in, including the banks that went under in the 1980s. I had to continue 20 banks, and unfortunately, Ben Bradley didn't know the difference between net worth and liquidity, and he puts down in the Washington Post that I had a liquidity problem when I had not a net worth. I didn't have one, and the bank run started. So what I'm afraid of is they're so stupid that Mnuchin is warning them, as well as Trump and you and I, and we're saying to the Democrats and others, listen, you haven't seen anything yet till you go into a severe depression and you watch what happens when all the small businesses and the large businesses have no employment. Forget about the notion you may or may not have a virus. Forget about the notion you may or may not be 60 and die. You're talking about total desperation. Nobody here, and you said it correctly, what happened in 1929 is nothing compared to what people saw. John Steinbeck's book, you know, doesn't describe sufficiently how many millions lost their jobs and how many died. This time around, we're talking about an element which could bring down hundreds of millions of people, businesses that have no relationship to this virus. Our country, and basically you and I live in the South, which is really the heartbeat of the new America. We understand what the small business is. A small business isn't a mom and pop shop. It can be millions of dollars, but it has to have cash flow. Without immediate cash flow, and that's what Mnuchin and Trump are saying, we cannot sustain this economy, and we will go into such a severe depression that the Nancy Pelosi's with their $140 million will go off in the sunset and, you know, live another life, or they may never make it. The point of fact is if we hit a depression, we may see a lot of violence. What is the psychology behind this? It's arrogance, ignorance, and manipulation. When you have no capability to affect change in a positive way, which is what the Democrats have been able to do, they haven't really affected change in a positive way. All they can say is something for everyone. He who loves all of man, as Molière says, loves no man. Trump is very clear. The disease right now is worth, the cure is worse than the disease. I don't need the cure anymore. Most people have been infected by this virus since November and December of 2019, and I can guarantee
you.
You said that over
2 months ago. That only came out 2 weeks ago that the Chinese knew in November, and the NIH knew it was already getting ready for the pandemic before then, and never told Trump.
That's correct. I said it in November and December that they knew about it. We knew about it. It's worse than that, Alex. I have an former assistant surgeon general who informed me here in this town, in a small town in the South, that the coronavirus had a scenario of an epidemic 10 years ago. So CDC and HHS can't say we didn't know what was going to happen.
Well, I mean, Gates had the 201 event where it killed 65 million last November.
Correct. That's correct. And they had that scenario, except we have a surgeon general that shouldn't be there, nice gentleman, but ineffectual. I have CDC totally ineffectual, I told you. I had HHS ineffectual. What I need is a crisis manager in the White House along with Trump. It could be Cassidy. It could be another doctor who's practiced medicine.
And who's on Trump's side against we have a bigger patient called the economy that the globalists are trying to sink, which will bring them down too. Speaking of that, here's Trump just about an hour and a half ago. When he's like, hey, you get a lot of people killed, you shut this economy down, because we're not self-sufficient like we were in the 1920s. Here's the president.
On them. What will you do for small business?
Okay, well, first of all, I have to say that Harris is one of my favorite people, and I didn't hear a word she said, and I was hoping it wasn't too devastating a question, but she is a fantastic person. I have to say that, okay? Now that I've said it, because I can't hear Harris, but no, the bill is very much focused on the small business person.
Yes.
It's very much focused on small companies, including restaurants and all sorts of small companies, and what people don't realize, you know, you're talking about these massive, we have the greatest companies in the world. You add them all up, and the small businesses are just about equal in size to these massive companies, of which we have many also. It's the engine of our country, small business. This bill is absolutely aimed at the small business and the worker, and the workers of those small businesses, and the owners. The owners are going to need help. They're going to need some loans. They're going to need things, and we're going to be able to take care of them, because we don't want those small businesses to go out of business, nor do we want the big businesses to go out of business.
When they said, Mr. President,
okay, and that's him on small businesses. This video is up on Infowars.com, and it's titled Video, You Destroy Countries Like This, Trump Says About Coronavirus Lockdown. For some reason, we can't play it off that computer. It won't play. I'll play it off my phone. So here it is.
No, it's not built to shut down. Our people are full of vim and vigor and energy. They don't want to be locked into a house or an apartment or some space. It's not for our country. We're not built that way. And I said, you know, I don't want the cure to be worse than the problem itself, the problem being obviously the problem. And, you know, you can destroy a country this way by closing it down, where it literally goes from being the most prosperous. I mean, we had the best economy in the history of our country 3 weeks ago. And then all of a sudden, we're supposed to shut it down. And then we're supposed to pay people not to go to work. We never had that. We used to pay people to go to work.
And then he goes on to say you can kill a lot of people in the clip that comes up after that. I think that's pretty accurate, Dr. Pachanik.
It's exceedingly accurate. He understands exactly what you and I have been saying since November of last year, January, when I had the virus and the pneumonia, when others had it. I can assure you most of the country has had already exposure to that virus. There will be people who will die who are compromised, but they will die in case of influenza. The economy is so important. I can't emphasize it enough. Having seen what a bank run was like in the 80s and haven't seen what the bank run was like in 2008, we cannot afford it now. If we go into a depression or we go into a massive economic recession, which is much greater than the one we've been in, we can't come out of it. It will be very tough. I'm not interested what Europe has to do. I'm not interested what China has or what Russia has to do. America sui generis. We are entrepreneurs.
That's right. And the globalists of the media are trying to make us these hysterical basket cases. Phone calls with Dr. Steve Pachanik on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com. This side, Steve.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm Steve Machinix riding shotgun while this Paul Watson's about to take over. I'm going to go to your calls now. Those have been holding patiently, but briefly, Dr. Machinix of stevemachinix.com, since you are a psychiatrist as well, and not just one of the kook ones, but a proven, you know, guy that's run major hospitals and also run operations for the government. I get that tyranny becomes a form of mental illness, and there's always a form of sickness to it that sets it up to begin with, but without getting into all the clinical names and things, I have seen a lot of the public stampede into fear and really get into it and really enjoy it and not understand that they're going into a whole surveillance system, a cashless society. You know, they want apps to track you where you go. That this is really an authoritarian's dream. And that now they got a vaccine they claim for it and all this other scary stuff that they want to force in the future. And so... I hope Trump can turn the corner on this, but if they show each death and say it's his fault when he's trying to reopen the economy, I just hope America makes the right choice and realizes how they're being played here, literally in a trade war with China.
Let me put it this way, Alex. We've been doing this, you and I, for, what, 18 years. It's not an accident they call us the alternative media when, in fact, we are the straightforward media. When we started, and we have always commented about what our government has or has not done to repress our people, going back to 9/11 when they had a false flag, and you stood up and said, uh-uh. We're not going to accept this. And then we had the Patriots Act. We said, we're not going to accept it. At the same time, what's happening is what we call in psychiatry repetition compulsion. In other words, it doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. If you've never been a businessman like Trump, that's a unique gift to the American people because we are a business country. And Trump has been the manifestation of the business. When he is forced to think about other elements like epidemiology, he had to call on Fauci, which was fine, but it's enough. And now Trump comes forward with his basic instincts, which says, we're a business empire, and we will continue to be a business, and now I'm going to act very quickly.
No, exactly. Our fundamental generator, the globalists are trying to blow it up, and it's so obvious it's an attack, and I can't believe more people aren't pissed.
Because, listen, we never appeal to the most number of people. You've got Italy going under. You have France going under. Who's helping Italy and France? China and Russia. We backed off. We have to now take care of ourselves and then come again to the forefront of international relations. But before we do that, we have to take care of ourselves. Even my own friends in the intelligence community are concerned that we've lost our premier position in the world. Trump has to reconstitute very quickly our businesses, our economy. There will be deaths, there will be problems, but there are deaths anyway. 500,000 people dying.
Well, exactly. They say it's unacceptable to have 50,000 dead from this. That's nothing. That's how the world works. There's nothing. It's like Trump said in his first speech, this is life. So the left's always promising socialism, everlasting life. The government's going to make you never get sick. We're going to lock you in your house so you never die. I gave a speech, I forget which college, but he said, I can make you totally free. I can lock you up in a jail cell. I mean, I can make you totally safe. I can lock you up in a jail cell.
That's correct. But Eisenhower was a brilliant man. He understood that war. Here was a general who had never fought on combat, and yet won one war in Western Europe, and his mentor, George Marshall, had never been in combat and defeated two enemies, Japan and America. This is what I'm saying about our leadership. This is Trump. He's the George Marshall of the economy. He is brilliant. He intuitively understood, okay, the epidemiology, I was listening to it, that's enough. Now we have to get back to the basics of what America is and will be.
You can't let epidemiologists like control our lives because they want to build themselves as saviors and save 20,000 people, hypothetically. Let's talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Last week, my lady friend's granddaughter and boyfriend came over to visit. The boyfriend's mother is a head nurse in a hospital in Austin. She told her son that they're using tonic water to cure people with coronavirus in the hospital.
Wow, tell us more of what she said, because that's what
quinine
is in these for. It's from the British Army, making the troops drink this. That's why it's called tonic. It means medicine. What did she say?
I didn't talk to him personally. She just said, she called me up and told me on the phone about it, and I said, well, tonic water's got quinine in it. That's anti-malarial. I said, did she say she was just using it to try and cure him, and she said, no, he said they're curing him with it.
That's what my dad said. I mean, that's they say you treat it with malaria drugs. Well, quinine is the original of that. It's just crazy.
Coronavirus back at the same time that Steve had it, the 1st of January. And I told my mother at the time I called her up, I said, I think I got the flu, but this ain't the flu, it's something worse. And I cured it with colloidal silver, elderberry extract, and golden seal and China root. It took me about 6-7 days to get over the bad cough and everything, but I cured it.
Well, I know that's what I do. God bless you, John. Appreciate your call. But if you already have it, though, Pachenik, Dr. Pachenik said this 2 months ago, and he was gone for a few months, and he said it was a Z-Pak. And lo and behold, that's what they're now saying. And the president's quoting what doctors are telling him is successful. They go, shut up, you don't have a degree. Well, it doesn't matter. If I throw a rod in my engine, I go to a mechanic, he says, you blew a rod. I go home and tell my wife, the car's in the shop, I blew a rod. The damn mechanic told me that. I'm allowed to tell my wife that the mechanic said it threw a rod. And we're allowed to say what doctors are telling us.
Well, but also you've been very effective in explaining with your zinc and your vitamins, if you maintain your health, you will be fine. If you deteriorate it for any reason, you don't take zinc or vitamins, you don't, you know, work out, you're not going to be in great shape. So this is a warning to America, stay in shape, be healthy, but let's get back to work.
You were saying drink a ton of water. I read that. Why is that important, Doctor? Don't flush you out, or?
It flushes you out. The amount of water I drank was unbelievable. I still do. It just continuously flushes out the bacteria, the viruses, and all the excrements you have. Most of the time, most people are dehydrated. They don't realize it. And particularly it's with older women. When they go out, they don't realize when their lips are very dry that they're exceedingly thirsty. And that's true as you get older.
Well, that's right. When you're actually in a mode of dehydration, you're not thirsty, right?
Correct. But at the same time, you're very vulnerable to any infection, and you're very vulnerable to other problems. That's why your point about vitamins, zinc, and other elements are important, because you take water with it, or whatever you want, quinine or, you know, tonic water. You're absolutely correct. That was an anti-malaria pill. But in my case, I take vitamins and I take what I need, a Z-Pak. And basically my vitamins are the same as yours. As you know, I had a vitamin company and it works.
But that's right. Real fast. Kevin in Pennsylvania, you're on the air talking to a psychiatrist about the mass hysteria. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you?
Man, I just hope Trump's successful, and I'm so mad at the liberals trying to crash the economy. They're crazy.
Yeah, man, it's getting crazy out here in FEMA Region 3, formerly Pennsylvania. let me tell you, I've seen some things, a lot of similarities to 9/11 here. And I wanted to get Dr. Pachenik's perspective on this as well. Do you think there could be deep state Israel and deep state Saudi Arabia connections to this outbreak and prior knowledge, which you can Google? I mean, you can Google Justice News, Chinese nationals, and top link, you'll get a Dr. Charles Lieber, who was in the NIH and DOD, and he was part of a Wuhan University of Technology program which was basically rewarding people like him to steal proprietary.
Oh, yeah. What about all these arrests of Chinese and Harvard people and all that, and all the weird Chinese government hovering around this virus, Dr. Pachenik?
This gentleman is correct. It's not specifically about Wuhan, but what it is the fact that we have a lot of scientists, so-called scientists, both at Harvard and at MIT. They were blown out initially with the Epstein problem, but nobody said a word. That was back in November. And what happened is these scientists are so crooked that they have not only the money from our government, NIH, or wherever else they get it, but they get it from the Chinese government as well, and they don't report it on their taxes. And that's how Lieber got caught. He's not the only one. There'll be hundreds of them at MIT, Harvard, Yale,
so
Cornell.
Trump is rolling up the Chi-Com spy rings.
Well, that's correct, but it's not only the Chinese who are doing this. This is true of all of these academicians who want to go to China and Russia.
Paul Watson is taking over in a few minutes, but I want you to finish up on that thought and cut us down to a few more calls. Great point, Kevin. Fourth hour straight ahead. Spread the word. Infowars.com. StevePachenik.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our constitutions are held.